Lena Black and Mother of the Ayin Tes Omer Aleph. So it's interesting how a number of dinim are kabbanis parallel to the dinim that we have in normal kashas. Omer Rava says Rava, the Ayin Tes Omer Aleph, middle of the page where we left off yesterday. Omer Rava says Rava, Omer Rabbanon betaimer, three dinim. When the Rabbanon have something to say about when it comes to tam, taste, but Omer Rabbanon beruba. And also the Rabbanon have something to say that sometimes we follow Raiv, the Amar Rabbanon bechazus, and sometimes Rabbanon have something to say when it comes to appearances. By mikveh, for example, where the appearance is important. Min b'she'enei minoi. So this is the rule. When it comes to min b'she'enei minoi b'taimer, as long as you have a taste, it doesn't say yeshishim or meyer by truma or 200 by orla. It just says betaima, which means as taste is mahatayda, but as I learned mahatayda, it's the tam, might be 20, you know, we have a kfeila, you have an expert professional guy who comes along, and or mesiach betuma, or both, and tells you, and it says 30 times as much, you don't feel the taste, and it'll be all right. It's the rabbonu that came along and said it should be shishim. That's how some learn. Yeah, but amara, what is it? Min beminoi berubo, because min beminoi, you only have to rave. And we don't say royin and heichad ikke chazusa b'mara. When the appearances, we look at the what it looks like. The red, you know, the red of the blood gets lost in the color or whatever it is, or the milk. Rashi, Rav Amar, sorry, further down the page. No, Rashi here. Okay, the Rashi is in Chulin, and okay, says the Gemara right. Where is it? Yeah, sorry. First wine line. Heicha deika chazusa mili deloitali b'taima, doesn't hinge on the taste. Ela b'chazusa, the appearance. If you're going, for example, linyat tefilas mikveh b'chazusa. When you go to the mikveh, it has to do with the appearance, which you had before. You table the keli in the mikveh if there's if it's red and so on and so forth. Okay, Yehuda, now we can start. Pliga.
Wait,
take the beer. No, it's all right. I'm just giving you this. Chosh v'gas.
This is my character.
I should conceive
this morning.
I can see it. It's all right. About 5 we are 6-7 lines in the bottom. Upliga de Rabbalaza. This was the Shalaki said before that Isurin cancel each other out. Actually, argues the Rabbalaza. Because Rish Lakish said that if you have, let's say, an Isur of Pigul, Kazayis of Pigul, Kazayis of Noisir, the Isur, and the Isurim cancel each other out. So you join the Heter with the Isur of Noisir to cancel out the Isur of Pigul, and you join the Pigul that cancels out the Noisir. The Isurim are about each other as well. However, Rabbi Lozer argues, he says, Rabbi Lozer, Kishem, She'ein mitzvahs mevat lezozu, just like mitzvahs do not cancel each other out, it was soon said by Kairach Matzamorer, Kach, so too, Ein Isurim mevat lezozu, so too, when it comes to Isurim, they don't cancel each other out. So he argues with the Shlokish. Man Shamed Le, who holds the Ein mitzvahs mevat lezozu? Who's the one who holds that mitzvahs do not mevat each other? Hilalu, the Tanya, Omru Allah Hilal, as I said about Hilazokin, Shoye Korchan the Vasachas. He is to wrap together the Pesach, the Matzah, the Morer. The Oichlund eat it, and Shub Shanemet says, Al Matzah, and Rayim Yechlu. You have the piece of meat around it, and the Matzah, and then you have the Morer. The Big Machlek is how exactly they wrapped it around. Says Rashi, Upliga the Rabbi Lozer, Hodidesh Loki, still lines the bottom, the Omar, Isurin Mevatin Zezez, and Machlek is. Later on, Hillel used to be Kedach, Pesach, Matzah, Morer, Vasachas. He made a sandwich out of all three. You don't find that the mitzvahs cancel each other out. Is it right that mitzvahs don't cancel? Same thing is Sudan. The fact is that they're awesome. Pigul is also, and Noisha is also. So why would you say, take the Pigul with all the heted and cancel out the Noisha? End of the day, it's also. In other words, when the machleik is when it comes to Yisurim, when it comes to mitzvahs, what's the main thing? The individuality of the mitzvah or what the commonality? If you learn that the main thing of a mitzvah is the commonality, is the Eibush's mitzvahs, then you know they don't mevatel each other. it comes to Avedis. If the main the flip side is Avedis also, the main thing of Avedis is your Aved Abish is Abish's Ratzin. Mine have come in to what Avedis is. So they've just called, this is called Pigle, and this is called Noisen, this is called Tummy. So what? The fact is they're all the same thing. They're Aved the Ratzin of Hashem. So you can't use one thing Ratzin of Hashem to cancel the other one. It's all the same. But if you look at every Iser as an individual Iser, if you look at every individual Iser, then just because I'm Asa, the fact is I'm not Noisen. So therefore, I'm detracting from the noiser, and I'm not pickle. So therefore, the noiser detracts, and the same thing by mitzvahs. And so Lachaida, but Hillel says that you can create a pesach matzah mar together. They have no problem with that, because if you remember the long Rashi we learned yesterday, in that bottom line is that the whole din of Reish Lakish that they cancel each other out is it is exactly a kazayis of each one, because every bite you don't eat the whole thing in one mouthful. You eat a few bites. Every bite you take, there's different mixtures. In one mixture, you have more of this and you have less of that, and more pigle and less nice. Another one, you have more nice and you have less pigle. Another one, you have more tummy than this thing. So each bite you have, we look at the rive and we completely eliminate the meat. And then the thing is, comes out that you ate less than a kazayis of all the other isurim. You only have one kazayis. It says traces over there. But if you have a lot more than a kazayis, if you don't have just a kazayis, you have two kazayis of each one, then definitely, at the end of the day, you had a kazayis, at least, of each one of the mitzvahs. So therefore, yaitzah. So they'll learn that that's what Hill was talking about, that you don't have exactly a kazayis, a pesach, a kazayis, a matzah mara. You have much more in order to end up with a kazayis, a pesach, matzah mara. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tanya Rabbana, we learn. Charsin shel zove zove, a shard, a clay shard, that absorbed in it, this is a urinal, that absorbed in it urine. Of a zove or a zove, which is tamei. So what do? You just have to wash it out. But the first time you rinse the water out, it doesn't exude or expunge all of the urine that's absorbed in this clay shard. So what you do is palm rishon v'sheni. If you just did it once or twice and you use it, seems that they used to use these. They had multi uses. They used to use it as a urinal, and they used to use it also for eating. They used to wash it out and use it. Obviously, they're very poor then; that they couldn't afford to have different utensils. So charsin shel zove zove palm rishon v'sheni. The first and second time tamei, we say that there's still residue left, or there's still remnants left of the urine, but the shlishi toir. The third time already is toir. Why? Because we assume that they cleaned out, it cleansed, expunged all the urine. Bamedvar Muri, what are we talking about? You put in the water, so it's an enoy mino, it's a to expunge it. You put in urine, but not from a zov. The next few times he used it for urinal, but he used it for tahirdika people. That does not extract. Does not remove all the tamadik urine. I feel asidi tummy, even 10 times a tummy. Why not? This is called min b'minoi, and we already learned that Yehuda holds that min b'minoi is not bottle. Rashi. Charsin shel zove zove, ovich made a glayim, a urinal made a glayim, v'nishber broke v'charosav bolum made a glayim, and its pieces, the fragments they absorb from the urine, hazovim of azov, v'heimetamin b'masa. What do we know about azov? That not only is it tamei by touching, but also by lifting. Even though it absorbed the urine tamei, the tamei, even though it's no longer present, visible, it's only absorbed. It's still tamei. How do we know? That even if it absorbs, it's like treif. That even though it's not visible, it's only absorbed inside the clay shard, it is tamei. If it fell into the space of an oven, hatanur tummy. The oven is tummy. Even fell into the space of an oven, the oven itself becomes tummy. Because we know that by another set works. It's inside, shasayf, mashke, lotzeis, behesig, hatanur. Because we say that if you're going to heat it up in the oven, what's going to happen is it's going to exude the urine, which is tummy, the urine, and tummy, the whole oven. So what do? You have to wash it out, rinse it out. Palm rishon v'sheni, you rinse it out once or twice with water. Kavsu beis palmim, tummy remains tummy. Why? Adayin lo poltu mimei raglayin shebo. We say that one that it didn't completely exude all the urine. V'hein echad mimayoni hazov. And these are one of the different origins of azov, because the saliva of azov is tummy, the shichazet of azov is tummy, and the meiraglayim of azov is tummy.
Is this for the idea of dipping glass in water for 3 days or whatever it is?
No, that's something else. That's for kashrus. That's only for kashrus. Yeah. And that's you just confused me. That's called No. Totally forgot. We had it in the Vodzor. What is it called? Sort of mind. Like, whatever it is, you put 3 days, consecutive days of 24 hours, and you let it soak there. That's with glasses, cold glasses, and that was, you know, you had Shriya, it became Tumah, it became Treif, because you had in the Treif sitting there for 24 hours. So then you exuded by sitting there 24 hours, but three times 24 hours. So this has nothing to do with this, no Treif, this is a Tumah. The laws of Tumah.
Okay, so what's saying? We're not saying it's an issue of the klichel general. We say it's not.
No. We're saying that when you're going to put it in the oven, the heat of the oven is going to take out, absorb. You wash it out, and we say that the water will remove the made of glam after three times.
You don't say that with
not at all. No such thing. If it's absorbed by treif, there's nothing you can do other than kasher. Unless it's kavush kumavush, and then we say that's through. It's called Yidish Shleshes Yom. That's what they're called. Yidish Shleshes Yom. Gimel Torah, the third time Torah says Rashi, Mishnasan Latoche Mayim Shloisha Pamim Torah. Why? She pulled to Meraglaim and Nivlaim, but definitely it exuded all the Meraglaim. Next to Rashi, Avalain Nasatere Mayim. Didn't use water, instead you use a Torah to get urine. Ela Meraglaim Shaladim Torah, Lahoitia Shalzov and Nivlaim, and you thought that this somehow or another will extract the other Meraglaim. Tome, why? The Min Beminele Bottle. Now, who's the author of the Braise that says that min b'mino is like bottle, Abiyuda. So obviously the first part of the Braise is Abiyuda. Then the Gemara, back to the Gemara, four lines on the top. But Abelezer ben Yaakov, I'm shlishi. Abelezer ben Yaakov says that no, the third time, didn't use water, but he used urine, tired. Because even min b'mino is mevatel. Now, there's a big machlekes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov obviously holds that min b'min is mevatel. And Tosha said, it's machlekes Tosha and Rashi in Chulin, the halacha. Rashi holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'min is not bottle. And Tosha uses this gemara right here as a raya because we have a rule. Mishnas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is kavanoki. He doesn't say too many things in Shas, but it says that whatever he says, that's the halacha. So since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the bar plukti of Rabbi Yehuda, and he's the one who says that min b'min is, min b'min is bottle. Therefore, the halacha like him. Man shamed le the amma min b'mino loy bat Rabbi Yehuda. So, what do we see from here? That the bar plukte, who is the one who argues with Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Says Rashi, pachin man shamed le the amma min b'mino loy bat Rabbi Yehuda v'shmamino. From here we learn out man tane kama Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So who is the one? Man tane kama Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda. Ukaman, he says the mashkin hanivloim becherev lazim the palti is pilot. So what do we see from here? If Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that min b'minay is bottle, the one who argues that Rabbi Yehuda holds is not bottle. But what does Rabbi Yehuda say also? That even though min b'minay is not bottle, but he holds that if you use water three times, the water somehow or another cleanses and expunges all the made of line from the zav there. So Ramino, I have a problem with that. We learned pishtan flax shetavase nida. If a woman there wove, spun some flax, masita. If somebody touches it, and now she would use spit. You use spit to thread, to spin it and to put it through the holes. So you just, her spit is metame. However, it's only metame while it's moist, not when it's dry. So pishtan shetavase nida. So you have flax that she anida. Spun masita, if somebody moves it, is toy because the spittle there or the spit is totally dry. However, if the spit was still moist, the masita tummy, somebody moves it, becomes tummy. Why? Because of the liquid of a mouth. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, even if you soak it with water, if you wash it down with water, tamei is tamei. Why? Because now you took the dry saliva and the dry spit and you've moistened it. Mishum mashke pia, it seems to me, I feel it too, even though he did it 10, 20 times. In the top braise, who the author is, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, three times already cleanses all the old nida, all the oldest, what do you call it? The urine, and it's gone. And over here, in the case of spit, he says, no matter how many times you wash it away, there's always some residue left, and you become tummy. What's chilek? Amara papa, how are you comparing spittle to urine? Shiny roik de karir. Spit is thick. We even had yesterday that if you have a bucket full of spit, it prevents the water from touching the walls because spit is actually not so watery. It can be thick, like phlegm. Rashi. But I mean, Pishtin should tell us in the Messiah Torah, Shari Yavish, Harek, it's dried up. Mashi Yavish, and then Lomitamik, and I'm that the Nida, Chiyorek, ain't the kicker, has to be like when you spat. Ima Yalach, Nia, Hay, Messiah Torah, Harek, Halach, Metami, Masa, that moist spit is Metami by carrying it. I mean, I'm at Afar, right from your soaking water, Tommy, Mashi Mashke, because of the original spit. But to accept the Mazakataris, Af Hamalach, Chabemai, even if you moist it with water, Lach, Shi Yavish, after dried, Chazer, Harek, Lee, Lach, the spit itself becomes moist, Mach, Masa, Mime, but Tommy, Mashi Mashke, becomes tame because of the mashkapir.
So if you had somebody's toil spit, you rattle it three times?
No. But of course not. Min be min is like bottle. Was it help? I feel too. I feel up. Kaf super. I mean, harbe kama. I mean, no matter how many times. So we answer shiny roike did korir. Three spilas. Nichnes be pishne be chazaka. Saliva gets stuck inside. The kosher lots. It's difficult to remove all of it. Aval made a glime le believe cheres kulahai. Urine doesn't get that much absorbed. Remember, talking about cold, even though the urine is a little bit hot, but it's not that hot. Says what about it? Okay, the Mishnah says this arev bedam. We had the last two cases in the Mishnah. If it got mixed up with dam of pasul, for example, from behema that you did pigle with, or it got mixed up with blood from the dam hatamtzis, which is the initial squirt, which is not good for squares if you're spraying on the mizbeach. We said that even though before we used the rules of roiv and we'd follow the roiv, here we're not going to use the rules of roiv. Here we're going to say yishprich la'ama, toss the whole thing out, pour it out down the chute. We don't want you to use it all. And then comes along, and Rabbi Lezner says, when it comes to Dama Tamsis, I'm not worried if there's Roy. You can go ahead and spray the blood, because since the majority of the blood is good. So what's going on? What's the machlekes? If you want to make me, what's the machlekes? So we have two opinions what the machlekes is. Rabbi Zvi Rabbi said, he said, the machlekes is, Begoizim Gzeira Bemigdash Kamifugi. Do you bechlal make Gzeidas in the base of Migdash? What's the whole idea? The idea is a gzeira. We're scared that if you're going to allow the dam, let's say, to spray this blood when you have rave of dam kosher, we're scared next time, even if the rave will be dam of a pasul or rave will be dam of a tamtis, you're still going to spray the blood because you don't understand the nuances and you think that it's all right. So because gzeira b'migdash, it's hard to know when we say that the kohenim are zis and they know everything and ain't shvus of migdash. And when we are Geizig Zedis. We had a reading Merab Sachim that even though there's no Shvus in English, but a big Shvus we do have. And we had a Yuma as well. Yeah, but I'm talking about we're not talking about Zduki, yeah, we're talking about the regular coin that might make a mistake, a genuine mistake.
No, people would say, we're not sure whether it's Zduki, people would see something about the covering up to do with Shabbos too, because they can go to work on Shabbos or something, and have to stay overnight.
Yeah, it's very, very vaguely, sorry, yeah, vaguely, yeah. Okay, yeah. So he says over here, okay, so I see, but going, arguing going to Migdash, coming for one of them holds goes in, therefore you shouldn't use it. Well, Masava like goes in, one of them holds, you're not goes in, you're not goes at all. Which would sound like if that's the pshat in the machlezi, then Rabbi Lezer argues in both cases. Then he argues not only the case of Dama Tamtis, then Rabbi Lezer also argues in the case of Dama Psulim. He's not worried, you're not goes in. You know, I guess the kohen know what they're doing, not goes in. However, our papa said, no, kuli alma goyzer, and everyone holds you al goyzer. And the machlekes is limited only to dama tamtzis. Why? Because by dama tamtzis, Rabbi Lezer holds, it'll never happen. And even if they don't realize what's going on, it'll never happen. You never have more dama tamtzis than dam shanefesh toliboy. Dama tamtzis, when you give an incision, right away, a little bit of blood that comes out. Very little. It's the next blood that comes out of the strong gush, which the nefesh is in, that gushes out. That's the majority. So it'll never be a problem. If it's ever possible to have more dama tamtzis than dama defesh, one guy says it's common. Very hard to understand. They're arguing in a metzias, or the yeah, or the name. Okay. Anyway, Rashi begoyz gzeira b'pligi im oisin siyog b'kotchim. Do we make at all a gzeira in kotchim laharchik minu aveda to make sure that we don't do an aveda? Even though as a result of that, we're taking a case where you have roiv kosher blood, so you could do zrika, and we're tossing it away, which means we're ruining kodesh and basic English, which is also a terrible thing. But nevertheless, we weigh up the two sides and we say, no, it's worth sacrificing this one carbon, so in the future there won't be any errors. Eilubish will siog da'achirik. That's what they're arguing. Tanakama, so they're not arguing just in absolute terms whether he makes Zedas. They're arguing in the case where there comes to a loss to the Hegdish, what's more important? Tanakama, however, goes in Hilchon is Arab, Dam Kosher, Dam Posse, they got mixed up, Dam Tamtis, and both. Ava Bishayn, but possibly, but Tamtis, the Matlis, Kosher, even though the Rav is Kosher, Yishbuch, Lami, toss it out. Why? Zeda, we're worried. Dilma next time the Koyin will make a mistake and say it's kosher, even in the case with the Yesh Dama Apostle or Dama Tamsis, Kedei Levasa Kosher, we have more of that. Behind the Loi Gazin, and this that we are not Goizer. Hachi Benis Adi, Bedama Behem, Bedama Chayim. I, so in the previous case, when we had a case of blood of a carbon, I mean, sorry, the blood of chulin, we said you look at the majority. Why? What's the difference? Because the chulin ba'azara shkicha, everyone, you're not allowed to bring chulin ba'azara. So how is it? It hardly ever happens. It's more theory than practice. Avo psulin shkicha, but that thing do get possible. Kohen makes a mistake. Pigul absulin. At this stage, they all agree that tamtis can quite often be more blood that coming out of the tamtis than the dam shanefesh toliby. But Rabbi Lezer said, "The holes ain't goizin. Why? Choshu chacham much more concerned. Shle lahafsit. We shouldn't proactively go ahead and ruin a carbon that is suitable to be brought up as a carbon." So lahavse kochim machizera, of course, because they say here. Therefore, atchi hemin apostle. Kedei shilo yemaim lohayunika dama kosher. But as long as it's not apostle, had it been, because damadam we said before we do royin, we imagine for a different color would it still be original red blood would still be there not machshinle but machshol zika. Hachi is a papa makuli alma goizin. Everyone hold your al goizin. Hachi with dama tamsid matzi. Is it common or not? Kuli alma goizin. The lechoshul lahavse kochim. Everyone agrees we're not worried about the loss of one carbon when we can save so many carbonos in the future. And everyone agrees in the case where the blood got mixed up with the blood of apostle, we taka will never spray it. Everyone agrees. It's not the blessing. We're not arguing that case. Le Paul Reb Leza, which cases they argue? Only the very last case regarding Dama Tamtis. El Benizar Dama Tamtis, Le Chud Paul, that's the only case he argues. Mishum, the Kosovari holds, Dam Hat Tamtis Shal Behema, Enu Motze Lias Rabal Dama Nefesh. He holds it's so uncommon to have more Dama Tamtis Dama Nefesh. Hilcha, therefore, am I Nigza? Why would you make Exeda? Havalek in his Adib Bedam Chulin, the Legazin Behemid, just like in the case of Chul, we said Minigal Chulin, we don't make Exeda. Why? Because it never happens. So too, it never happens that Dama Tamtis, the initial squirt, should be more than the gush. However, Tanakamas of a Pa'omim Shu Rabba al Dama Nefesh, it does happen on occasion. Hilchot Gazini Bebe Agazin, Hechot de Loi Rabba, Otto Hechot de Rabba. Even where it doesn't happen that often, it doesn't happen, even though it's not more, we should gaze in the case where it's more. Umim Loi Nimlech, if he didn't consult, the Nasani did it kosher, could Zayda Ba'amish, on a Zayda. Back to the Gemara. Okay. So the Papa holds that a blazer only argues in the last case. So Bishleim and a Papa Hainu. That's why the Mishnah learns two separate cases in the dependent case of each other, because one of them everyone agrees is equanimity, and one of them they argue. The Hainu Tony is added, but Dam Absulin Shulamet says one case if you get mixed up with Dam Absulin, you pour it down the chute. And then a separate case, but Dama Tamsi Shalamas. Two separate cases, because in the first case there's no argument, saying one, Rabbi Lezer argues. Elo, Rabbi Zvi holds he argues in both cases because he holds that you don't make Zedas. And the Rabban holds you do. I mean, Rabbi Lezer holds in both cases you don't toss it away. Arvinu listening to put both cases together. Why do you study and learn them as two separate cases? Kasha, Taka Kasha. Mishnah. Part of the next Mishnah we already had in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which will happen 2.5 years again. With the Mishnah as follows. Dam, for the second half of the Mishnah. Dam to Mimim. What happens? The blood. We're still talking about mixtures. Obviously, it happens right quite often when, especially on a busy day, things got mixed up. It was quite hectic there. So Dam to Mimim, blood from an animal, which is a tamim that got mixed up. But Dam Balimumim, blood from an animal that was a mum, which shouldn't have been brought up, and they got mixed up. But it seems that this is an often a common case, because if it wasn't common, then the blood would argue as well. Yishpech la'ama, everyone agrees, you toss it down the ama, because even in the case with Israel, next time, when there isn't the rave of the kosher one, they're going to spray it again. We don't want that to happen. Rashi, dam tmimim b'dam balamumim, milso d'shkichi is common. The yishpech la'ama, and you should pour it down, gzeid Hashem, la'yibel av yichshiru, it won't be marben, you'll be machshir. Why would it be common to have balamumim there? Wouldn't they check it out before they shechted it, and they say, hey, there's a mum here? Sorry? Okay, good. What about kois bekoises? It didn't get mixed up that you have the two bloods joined one cup. Two separate cups. You just don't know which cup is what cup. One cup is from the tamim and one cup is from the balmum. What do you do here? is Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is a bit similar to what we had before. Im kodiv kais echad, if you brought up already one cup without asking, then yikrivu kol hakais, all the future cups you can bring up, because we'll assume that the puzzle, the balmum, already was sprayed on the mizbech. What do you have left is the kosher one, just like we had before as well. And the chachamim say, I feel the kodivu kol chutz mechman, even you brought them all up except one, yishpech la'amo. You should pour it down. You should pour it down the amma. You should pour it down. Rashi. No Rashi. Right. What about, you have two kabanas. A carbon oil you have to spray above the red line, and a carbon chattis. A carbon chattis you spray above the red line, and a carbon oil you spray below the red line. No one told me. Just that. I'm mixing up the bird. A regular animal. A carbon chattis you spray below the red line, and an oil you spray above that line. What happens if hanitnin lemata, the kabanas that you have to bring lemata, which is a chattis, shenis arvu benitnin lemata, got mixed up with an oil which is being brought above the red line? What do you do now? Where do you spray it? Is Rabbi Lezer I'm a yitin lemaila spray above v'roya and he's a tachtonim lemaila kile maim, and the wrong blood that you put above the line, well, imagine it's water, it's not blood. The yachz of yitin lemaila, then spray again lemata, and then spray again lemata. You already yitze the oil because you sprayed on top, and I the chatas you shouldn't spray on top. But imagine whatever you spray on top, if it's a chatas blood, it's not. You didn't do it as blood, you did it as water, you didn't do it as activity. And then you spray in the bottom, there's definitely some chatas there, and it'll be right to the chatas as well. The chacham mayim yishpach lama, pour the whole thing down. Rashi, they don't believe in this royin mayim. They think you're doing something wrong. Pouring, spraying the chatas above the red line is wrong. And don't, you can't say, oh, I imagine that the blood of the chatas is merely water. The im lay nin lechidim with Mishnah said, he didn't consult, but not, he did it kosher. Rashi, domenit lamata min achut, shenis arvu bedam chatas, mizim chatas, shenit nin lamaylam. Is Abelezer Yidl Maila? Sorry, the other way around. The chattis is above the line, and the oil is below the line. By a bird is pafakert. So by an animal, chattis is above the line and oil below the line. So what do you do? Abelezer said Yidl Maila Matana is chattis. I afa pisha tachteini muravim boy luchari. You have an oil and blood mixed into it. Hoyil ve einu miskaven. You have no intention to spray the oil of blood as if you're spraying water. As if they water, because the mitzvah is to first do the top. That karma chatas comes before an oila. So therefore, you do first the top. Eat in the maila tchila. And the matzah is no problem. If it's a leftover, he already did the chatas. Whatever is left over of chatas is left over. What do you do with leftover chatas? You put it in the bottom half, and eventually it runs down to the shoots. And then also what you do is you have the oil as well. The chum say no, pour the whole thing down the amma. Yishpach la'amma. The less new roin, they don't believe in roin. The ein mishanin betachtonim b'shelach shel yonim. They don't believe in the roin, and therefore the problem is you're taking the oil and spraying above the line. You're not allowed to do that. But the imlay nimlo nasa kosher elyon don't need them in the maila. The fact is you yate to the chatas above, and the fact is the lamat. Even though you shouldn't have done it, you did it. You yate all the kabbalas. The next part behind the Rishonah, it says like this. Hanit, interesting machlekes. Hanitonim matona achas. Those animals that you only have to spray once, for example, a pchor. A pchor you only spray in one corner. And shenis arvu matona achas. I mixed up the carbon mice, which also you spray in one corner. No problem. You don't know what's what. You know some matona achas. Manoshech, whether it's a pchor, whether it's a mice, you only spray once. What about matanarba, carbon that you have to do in all four corners with a carbon, let's say an oil or a shlamin? It's either stein, shenarba, or all four corners that you spray. Yit not, no, matanarba, you go in, you do four corners. What about matanarba, matanachas? What happens with carbon, let's say chatas, that you have to spray in all four corners? It got mixed up with the blood of a b'chayr, which you only spray in one corner. What do you do now? Rabbi Lezer, take the yinosh matan arba. You do four, so you definitely, four includes one. So you did the one that you're supposed to do, plus you did the four. And Rabbi Shua, yinosh matan arba, he said you only do one. And the problem is going to be, l'chayr, if you only do one, how are you yitzah the chatas, you got to do four? We already had, Basil said, b'di'evid, if you only did one, for a chatas is good enough. Rashi, I need the malachas keep going down b'choish and it's arab adam maise, bein b'bolol, bein b'choises, whether they're mixed up in one cup, whether each cup is separate by the fact that you don't know what's what, in nosna matonachas, because Sagadata, right now we think, hashtu damarin and yesh bilam. Now that we say that there's a concept of mixing, v'samchinen, Allah, we rely on it, sheyesh b'matonah, zu mishneim. we rely that in this one matana you definitely have both bloods in there. Ve'im bekoises yitin matana. Right now we think that if you spray it either of the mixed up or separate cups, since you spray it both on the same wall, you definitely will yitzer both, and then you continue doing four. To be matnarba again dam oyle bedam shlamim oybedam oshem shneim tunish tei matan shnabi nitu four shneim tachtenim they're both below the line, not like a chatas which is above the line. Matnarba be matnachas of four say an oyle bepchoyr shneim tachtenim they're both. We're not talking now the discussion about one is above the line or below the line. That's machlek you said before already. We're talking about they're all brought in the same area. The question is one corner or four corners. Israel Beleza says do four because included in the four you also have one. So you say everything. The Roya Hamatonis, how you say this? If the other carbon only needs one, he did four. How does that help? Hanit nevedamabchoyer kiilu heimayim beinze baltoisev. He says it's not baltoisev. We imagine you only did for the bchoyer. You only did one, and you say to yourself, the bchoyer. If I'm spraying in the other three walls, I don't want to do it for the shame bchoyer. I'm doing it for the shame of the other carbon, and let's say the shame oila, and it's like mayim, like we said before. The other opinion says, no, you do matana achas. I'm worried. I don't want you to do four because you'll be over Baal Taisev and the Chatzis. Shum Baal Taisev, and he doesn't believe in this Mayan business like the Chacham before. He doesn't believe in Mayan business. If you only did one, how are you yaitse the carbon, the other carbon? The oil yotze the chala nitnin amazbeh chitzin shenitnin matana achas. Keep it. We hold like a basil. If you did on one corner, you're enough, but you have it. Back to the Mishnah. The discussion continues. By only spraying it once when you're supposed to spray four, aren't you? So Amal Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua counters, and you, if you do four when you're supposed to do one, are you about Taisif? What are you asking me a question about Tigora? Aren't you about Taisif? Amal Rabbi Lebeza said to him, what are you talking about? Loinem about Taisif, you're asking, no about Taisif is if it's on its own, because here it's mixed with the other carbon, so there's no about Taisif. You're telling me about the God, he's about the God over here also. When you're about the God, it's on its own. Loin them about the God, it's about its own. And over here, it's mixed in. Rashi. Actually, no Rashi. Back to the Mishnah. I'll get another word. Why I prefer one rather than four. You know why? Kishin Nasato, when you do four and really supposed to do one, you proactively transgressed. When you're supposed to do four and I did it, I only did one, I was passively over it. And a passive Iser is much better than a proactive Iser. Kishanasato, when you placed for Avarta Baltoisef, it was active. Kishanasato, if you don't put four, you only do one, Avarta Balsigodev, and what? You were passive. That's the preferred option. Rashi. You cannot compare Iser Maisa, the Yoshe Veinu Iser. That's what it doesn't do. The Iser Bome Eli comes on its own. Think tomorrow, Mr. Shen, that tomorrow we are.